312-555-1212 is our number. This is Night Watch. I'm Franklin T. King, and if you just tuned in, for the past hour, I've been in conversation with a very special guest. In fact, the most exciting guest yet on my program, my wife, Melissa Joy King.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. Just a little time left this side of the program. We've been talking this past hour about your book, Vertical, Growing Relationships God's Way. And in thinking of how we can minister different ways to different people, I've noticed that your book reveals that all relationships start with God, whether married or single. I say that because we no doubt have, you know, some college-age students who are listening who are single out there. So if you would, tell us just what that looks like.
Well, you hit it on the head. The major premise of the book is that our relationship starts with God in any relationship that we have, whether it's being single and interacting with just others around us, whether it's being a church congregation and interacting with our church family, whether it's being out in the workplace and ministering to non-believers, and in marriage relationship. The premise is that once our relationship with God is established, we have Him to always go back to in these relationships, and that provides a security for us because He, through the Holy Spirit, will give us the power to interact with others and to do it in a way that pleases Him instead of glorifying our own flesh and building ourselves up.
And so you're, if I hear you right, you're saying that it's getting our relationship right with God first that counts, so that when we finally meet our spouse, the one that God has led us to, we're able to love them because we are already on a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, you and I are going to get a little personal right now.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you share a bit of what led you to know that I was really the one that God had chosen for you?
Well, that's really an easy question, but I didn't get the answer in an easy way. 1 John 4:18 says, "There's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." Before I met you, honey, you know that, of course, I was almost engaged to another person. And during that time, I wasn't able to even, I was so concerned about hurting this person because I knew he was going to ask me to marry him. And I really felt like I should really try to work myself up to really loving him, to know that I could be with him. But I prayed to God and I had to go back to Him because there was just something that He was telling me to wait. Before we met, we both found out later that we had said, "You know what, God? I am not in control of having a relationship with a guy, or in your case, a woman. We give up. We don't seek that anymore. We seek you. We continually seek your face. And we're just going to be content with the singleness you've given us." And a little while later, we met each other. And when that happened, we right away knew that there were goals that we had that were in common, basically. The main one being that we both loved God and wanted to please Him. And then once we found out a little bit more about each other, we were pretty eager to get life started. And in my heart, when I was praying about our relationship and how God would have this go, He just gave me this overwhelming peace that I didn't have any fear. I have still no regrets about walking down the aisle with you. I had no regrets or fear in my heart of what our life would be together. Even though I knew it wouldn't be perfect or easy, I knew that you and I both were so grounded in Christ that we would always have Him to come back to when we let each other down.
Wow, isn't it funny how in our own wisdom we often try to take as many shortcuts as we think we can take, but somehow they all end up to be dead ends, right?
Yes, and you know, a lot of times the temptation is to make a relationship work, especially if you're a single person wanting to be married. You know, God put that desire in your heart and you want it to happen so badly that you're willing to do whatever it takes to make that person fit. And that can be danger. if you're not putting God as your center.
And in your book, you address some pitfalls, some areas that that we oftentimes don't see coming when we're trusting in our own strength and not trusting in God.
That's right. And when we're talking about fear of, not fear of being hurt or fear of what that person might do to you, because if you have that fear already, it's not the right person. So we're not talking about that kind of fear. We're talking about, you know, is this God's will for my life? Is this who he wants me to marry? And believe it or not, he does give you a peace that passes understanding when you meet the great one.
Folks, I'm Frank King, and my guest in this final hour of Night Watch has been the very lovely, talented, beautiful woman of God inside and out, my wife, Melissa Joy King. And we've been discussing principles found in her new book, Vertical, Growing Relationships God's Way. You'll find it at her website, vertical.org, or we have a link to it on my website, www.nightwatch.org/vertical book. Thank you, my love. I'll be home soon.
Can't wait to see you. Love you.
Love you, too. I'm Frank King, and this has been Night Watch. Thanks for joining me. Stand by for your local news.